This episode is brought to you by IVP. Use promo code IVPWHP, that's IVPWHP, at ivpress.com to get 40% off and free U.S. shipping on any IVP resources mentioned in this episode.
How can we help our children cultivate a lifetime of prayer and connection to God? In their children's book, Little Prayers for Ordinary Days, Tish Harrison Warren, Flo Paris Oaks, and Katie Bowser Hudson offer not only a collection of prayers, but also a tool for your family's faith formation. Together, they provide a meaningful way to help children understand the nearness of God and build a foundation for lifelong faith. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive a special discount on this book. Check the show notes for more details.
This is IVP. Welcome to the Wholehearted Households podcast. I'm your host, Alex Blunt. In every episode, we spotlight a book of the Bible, share a discipleship nugget for you and your family, and end with a spiritual practice to draw closer to God. Have your children ever done something that wasn't quite what you asked of them, or perhaps you've had an interaction with them that revealed that you're still not quite the parent you want to be? Yeah, neither have I, but I'm sure you at least know someone that's experienced this. By the way, that's a joke. That's absolutely my experience of parenting so far. Being a parent has shown me that yes, I'm human and I have plenty to learn. In our episode today, we're going to see that Numbers is a book filled with humanity being, well, human. It's filled with unfulfilled expectations, long detours that result in angry complaints, and longing to go back to the very past they wish to escape. If, like the Israelites, you're finding yourself and your family in your own proverbial wilderness, maybe battling unmet expectations or feeling nostalgia for a past that never really existed, stay tuned to encounter the God who is present with you through it all. Let's invite God now to be with us during this time together. Dear God, may you open our ears, our minds, our souls, and our whole hearts to receive whatever you may have for us and our families today.
Today's Bible Spotlight is on the Book of Numbers and is adapted from Bearing God's Name, Why Sinai Still Matters by Carmen Joy Imes. In Numbers, the Israelites continue learning how to become a new nation. In the midst of a census, instructions for setting up camp, the outline of duties for the Levites and other priestly clans, and the guidelines for keeping the camp pure and fulfilling vows, God has a surprise blessing in store. In this unlikely place, he entrusts the blessing first to Moses, who tells Aaron and his sons, who announce it to the entire nation. This blessing is known as the priestly blessing, and you may often hear it today in church services, prayers, or worship songs. Found in Numbers 6, verses 22 to 26, here is the good news. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.'" The Israelites have whined, complained, doubted, rebelled, and cowered in fear when they should have trusted. Yet, God is unwilling to drop the promises he made to Abraham. He is committed to blessing them. God then concludes his instructions in verse 27. "So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." In blessing by his name, God is placing his name upon his people. This official blessing serves as a regular reminder. From this moment on, the Israelites are identified as God's. To have this blessing invoked over them also reinforces the idea that Israel is selected for a particular purpose. As bearers of God's name, they represent him among the nations. To bear the name of God entails great responsibility, which is why Israel's laws are so important. They are to be a people set apart, a holy nation, and they receive God's blessing on them.
It's time for this week's discipleship nugget. The Israelites in the Book of Numbers are a fledgling nation. They've just experienced miraculous deliverance from slavery in Egypt. And then they have a strange experience with laws and tablets. And then they find themselves lost in the desert. Talk about emotional whiplash. And for all their faults, forgetfulness, and faithlessness, the Israelites were great at one thing, complaining. Or as the Bible puts it, crying out to God. It would be easy to judge the Israelites for this. After all, they'd just been saved by the mighty arm of God himself when he parted the Red Sea. But if we put ourselves in their sandals for a moment, their reaction actually isn't that surprising. They're hungry. They're lost. They're longing for familiarity, even if that familiarity comes with chains around their ankles. If we can learn one thing from the Israelites in Numbers, it's how to share both our highest and lowest moments with God. So for this week's discipleship nugget, invite your family to share their high and low moments in the presence of God. If you're a family that already eats meals together, start by acknowledging that God is present with you at the table in a beginning prayer. And if you aren't a family who eats together regularly, try eating together for just one meal in the coming week. During your meal, share your highs and lows with one another for that day. These don't have to be big moments like the Israelites had. Even the smallest wins or smallest disappointments are welcome. Then, after everyone has shared or at the end of the meal, end with a short one or two sentence prayer, thanking God for being present in both the highs and the lows of that week. It's simple practices like these that make space for our families to encounter God organically and to follow him wholeheartedly.
Just as the Israelites in Numbers found themselves in the wilderness, somewhere between slavery and freedom, we often find ourselves in our own wilderness. The wilderness of sleepless nights, endless care tasks, anxiety for the safety and future of our kids, financial worries, and a million more too numerous to name. It is often in these moments that we find ourselves unable to pray, struggling to connect to the very source of life that we need the most. Tish Harrison Warren, pastor and author of Prayer in the Night, shares this about a year of immense grief, one that felt like a dark night deep in the wilderness. When we're drowning, we need a lifeline, and our lifeline in grief cannot be mere optimism that maybe our circumstances will improve because we know that may not be true. We need practices that don't simply palliate our fears or pain, but that teach us to walk with God in the crucible of our own fragility. During that difficult year, I didn't know how to hold to both God and the awful reality of human vulnerability. What I found was that it was the prayers and practices of the church that allowed me to hold, or rather be held by, God when little else seemed sturdy, to hold to the Christian story even when I found no satisfying answers. In the face of this deep wilderness, Tish found comfort and steadiness in a particular prayer found in Compline, a prayer service typically done at night, one that we'll pray together in a moment. Before we begin, bring to mind what wilderness you find yourself in the midst of today, this week, or even this year. Are you a new parent, exhausted and freshly facing the weight and responsibility of bringing up a child? Are you worried about your child's disability or mental health? Does the daily grind of caregiving weigh heavily on you? As we pray this prayer, offer these worries and burdens to God. Find yourself or your loved ones in these words. Let's pray. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Let's pray that one more time, and if you'd like to pray along, the words of the prayer are in the show notes. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Wholehearted Households Podcast, a production of InterVarsity Press. We pray that you and your family have been blessed by this episode as you seek to follow Jesus with your whole heart. Please check out our show notes to learn more about the books, resources, and authors referenced in today's episode, and use code IVPWHP to get 40% off and free U.S. shipping on any of these books at ivpress.com. This podcast was made possible by the generous support of the Lilly Endowment. If you appreciated the resources in this episode, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on your favorite podcast player. The show was written and produced by Karen Savella Stallard, Caitlin Borek, Abby Lee, and Travis Albritton, and narrated by Caitlin Borek, Jack Reese, and Karen Savella Stallard. I'm your host, Alex Blunt. Join us next week for another episode of the Wholehearted Households Podcast.
Parents today have a daunting task, helping their kids to love and follow Jesus in a world that pushes many competing narratives to do the opposite. In the Teach Your Children Well podcast, host Sarah Cowan Johnson reveals two approaches that Christian parents can choose from to teach their kids, one informed by the world's culture and one informed by the biblical story. Through enriching and engaging conversations, Sarah and her guests explore what each approach has to say about a range of topics, such as technology, anxiety, sexuality, and much more. And you'll discover how the biblical story offers wisdom and good news for the 21st century parent. Listen or watch today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.